This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And of migrants, some say 4,000, 5,000, even totals of up to 18,000. Who knows? I know it looks like a lot of people, most of them coming from Venezuela, Central America, and the Caribbean, are making their way to Mexico, heading toward the United States. So what does that mean for the Border Patrol agents on the other side? Actor Matthew McConaughey eulogizing pretty much the Uvalde victims at the White House. Pretty emotional and passionate about his plea, calling on Congress to reach a higher ground and pass gun control legislation in honor of the shooting victims. But he says he doesn't want to see Second Amendment rights trampled. He mentions specific areas, red flag laws, one of them, also talking about 21 to get any kind of a high-powered capacity rifle, and a few other things that there is some partisan support for, some on the Hill. And then the big story that's on the positive side is, can you imagine a world where someone you love gets cancer and instead of going through chemo and that big debate on what it does to your body, they don't have to do that at all because of a new innovative drug that's left every patient free of cancer in what experts are saying is an unprecedented success. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. I think we jump in right here. If you've ever lost anyone to cancer, I'll raise my hand. Sadly, yes. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that 18 patients with rectal cancer who were given this new drug every 3 weeks for 6 months became cancer-free. So think about that for a second. A drug every 3 weeks for 6 months, cancer-free, including the first patient who's been in remission for 2 years from the trial. Incredible. So none of the things that you normally would have to go through. The patients who took the drug unmasked cancer cells, allowing the immune system to destroy them. They didn't, the ones that had that happen didn't need further cancer treatment. I mean, what are the words you can use for that? It is remarkable. It is unprecedented. No patients had received chemo therapy or undergone surgery. No cases of progression or reoccurrence during any of the follow-ups from 6 to 25 months. Think about this. 45,000 people in the U.S. were diagnosed with rectal cancer last year. Many of them were in people younger than 65. Most of the treatments for that disease include radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. And what happens when you go through that? It's debilitating. Of course it's debilitating. So is there some real hope here? I think there could be. It's pretty encouraging. Let's put it that way. And if this happens, maybe this also works on other cancers, or it gets any scientist closer to the possible answer for it. That's the good news. The rest of it plays out like this. I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. I say that every single show, just to remind you, because what's on tap for all of us, it's really the same song I've been singing for a while here, and it's that most Americans are really flat out struggling. Struggling to feed mouths, struggling with this outrageous inflation, trying to figure out how they can get food cheaper, and sharing those tips with others in their neighborhood, other people that they're texting that are friends that they can let know, hey, here's what you want to do. Here's what you want to do. Here's what you want to do. Here's where you want to go for this. This is what you got to, here's where you got to go for that. Because that's what you do when it gets really, really tight. Look at what's happening when you fill up every week. And do you have to drive a lot? Are you getting compensated for the extra driving you're doing? Probably not. Maybe you are. And then you've got Janet Yellen, who says, as she was testifying on the Hill, that she expects inflation to remain high and that the Biden administration would probably increase the 4.7% inflation forecast for this year in its budget proposal. She was at a Finance Committee hearing, the Senate one, on the Hill. She said the U.S. was dealing with unacceptable levels of inflation. She hoped price hikes would soon begin to subside. The U.S. Consumer Price Index inflation has been tracking at about, according to that, 8% in the last couple of months, the highest readings in over 40 years. 40 years. So what do you do? And doesn't help when you get snarky answers from the administration. Yellen repeated her view that inflation was being fueled by high energy prices and food prices caused by Russia's war in Ukraine and a shift to goods purchased during the pandemic and by the new COVID variants and persistent supply chain disruptions. So where does that leave everybody? In a place where inflation is not transitory, because that's what we were told. She and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell both said that that's what they thought was happening. The word transition is so bad. Nobody wants to hear the word transition. And now there is the concern of stagflation, which is a mix of really nothing growth and high inflation. Ugh, it is frustrating. It's frustrating. And look, we abandoned the Keystone XL pipeline, even though there were environmental studies that came out successful, meaning that damage wouldn't happen. And there's no way to predict that, but in saying that it's safe to do this. So we, our domestic oil supply, where are we? Right? Where are we with that? It's not good. Refineries, think about that. Now, you could say, and this was the argument about the pipeline, well, but what if it goes through your neighborhood? What if it was going through your neighborhood? How would you feel about it? Would you feel the same way? There were several environmental studies that were done. How many more do we need? And if the environmental studies point out some of the risk and point out, well, all the risk, but point out that it would be a green light in their words, well, what more do you do? And the answer is that got ixnayed immediately. Right? And we are, how many trillion in the hole? How, where are we with that? All of that to me spells not good. Got to get those refineries up and going. Got to increase domestic oil production for now because we have to do what's in our face at this point with the inflation surge. My two cents.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
For something a little new, how about the hot high fives? What do I mean by that? Well, things that we're starting to see that used to bug the crap out of us or is affecting us in some way. I mean, do you have a house around your yard that you've got a dog, you have kids, you have whatever, and it's crumbling, but you could not dare afford lumber? And forget about someone coming to do the fence for you because it might have been triple the cost. Lumber dealers have been dealing with this last couple of years because of the pandemic, supply chain issues, and of course there was a rise in home projects because people were home. So the prices shot up crazy. I mean, doubling what lumber would normally cost you. Now, here's what's happening. In April, only 12% of dealers reported low inventory, down from 61% a year earlier. Many dealers are cutting prices. Cutting prices! How about some applause for that if you want to pick up some lumber? Because they don't want to pile up too much supply, because then they're going to be stuck. So dealers are slowing their orders. Lumber producers are cutting back on their operations. But the bottom line is you can get lumber cheaper. Period. Need a fence, can barely afford it. Maybe you can now, because you sure couldn't 8 months ago, 6 months ago. Ridiculous. All right, also ridiculous, and so I'm thrilled by this, because everywhere I go, if it's not Fox, then it's CNN, pretty much, right? You go to a car wash, you're at a hospital, you're waiting around in some waiting room somewhere, and they've got CNN on or Fox. Why? Because it's got news headlines. So CNN removed its breaking news banner, which described everything was breaking news. Everything. It was ridiculous. So people were breaking their neck to swivel around to see what the breaking news was, because then we'd become just always on the ropes, ready for something ridiculous to happen. So the fact is they ditched it. No more of that. No more snarky on-screen captions that, especially politically, were really nasty. the new leader of CNN, Chris Light, is leaving a little bit of a mark, I would say, and going in an opposite direction. He's a 50-year-old lifelong producer. He's never had a job like this one, which is good. Which is good, because it seems like he's trying to shake things up. Now, the snarky journalists are wondering what can happen with him, right? But I think he's done some things that are already looking good to me. Get rid of the breaking news. You're sitting at your captive audience. You have no control over the TV. It comes up and you're constantly seeing breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. And now you don't have to see that. All right, this is a hot high five, too. And I had no idea about this. And if I told you, what do you think, when do you think you're more productive? When the thermometer is at 71 degrees or higher, or when it's above 75 or below 71 degrees? There's a study for everything, right? So there's a study that was done, and according to the Wall Street Journal, the International Journal of Hygiene and Environmental Health did a review of scientific literature detailing temperature and work performance. The study found the optimal range for cognitive and work performance was 71.6% Fahrenheit to 75.2% Fahrenheit. Does that seem right to you? Now, if it was lower, of course it was bad. And if it was super high, then you're melting and you're not happy. Especially if you're talking about summertime months. But there's always a battle over the thermostat. If you're married, there's a battle over the thermostat. If you have any kind of a significant other, battle usually. And in workplaces, there's a battle because you'll have somebody that is they're just hot. They run hot. They're hitting up to get as cool as they can. They're hitting that button. Let me get a thermostat. Then somebody gets annoyed. They come along and they go in the opposite direction. It's crazy. So now you have some facts. You want to go in that sweet spot, 71.6 to 75.2. That's just right. It's just right, so you don't have to worry about too many layers, any of that, because it'll work itself out, right? It'll just work itself out if that's the case. And there's always those settings, right? I'm on fire, or I'm in Alaska. I've been worked in too many places where it really was all about the thermostat and the temperature, right? So the bad news about the whole gasoline thing is, yes, there's alternatives. There's absolutely alternatives. One of them is getting a scooter. And the scooter where you can pick it up anywhere in the city, and that's happening with a lot of people. So there are companies that produce them, and depending on where you live, they are maneuverable. I've tried one recently. You can definitely maneuver it. And with the one for business, I would think you could probably, depending on where you are, get a really good deal. All right, this is all too familiar, and it's a hot high five in one way because it's innovation in another way, a little lukewarm. Dollar General is going pretty big on the whole method of self-checkout. They're piloting self-checkout units as their sole payment method. 200 of the 18 plus stores and plans have self-checkout machines in 11,000 stores by year's end. That's Dollar General. 11,000 stores. Wow. Seems excessive to me, but I guess not. Because you got to remember what they're doing, I think. And because of, by the way, the gas problems and then rolling out these other possibilities of what you can do, there is also something else that I guess would be a hot high five in the sense, instead of sitting around in the middle of things you could stack up and know where to use them, you have handymen, contractors, and e-commerce groups that have self-storage units, and they need them now more than ever. The numbers of people renting them have gone through the roof. It is a big trend. That's why half the time you see descriptions of houses, big shed on pristine land or whatever it might say, right? So the real estate trend and owning land is still very, 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 very huge, to say the least, right? Absolutely. And it was so interesting reading what it was like to be just below the radar enough, but enough that there is some real interest. I mean, that's it, really, pretty much, right? A couple of other quick hits for you on this first inaugural Hot High Fives. It is every once in a while, got to call you out in your humor. How about people calling Starbucks cup sizes a scam for holding the same amount? Have you ever done that? Have you ever tested it, the venti, etc., all the way through? I guess in pouring them in and out the different cups, it's pretty darn close. So Starbucks has been around since the 70s, so are the cup sizes just an illusion? There's no hot high five. Under the table, hot high five. How many people would be so outraged by that? Hey, you know that expensive cold drink you got the other day? Good for you, because I would have put that back and gotten a different size. I would have gotten a different size. I'll take the tall. Only an emergency grande or venti, venti being the toughest of all of them. Thanks so much for listening to the inaugural. As I said, hot high fives. Any suggestions on some of those, send them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed 9 bipartisan bills into law on Tuesday, all connected to improving health care for military veterans.
It's a sacred obligation because veterans are the backbone, the spine of who we are as a country.
Among the efforts is an expansion of access and improvement of cancer screening and treatments for military vets. The school district police chief criticized for waiting too long before ordering law enforcement to confront and kill the gunman at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school was MIA at a city council meeting on Tuesday. Pete Arredondo was newly elected to the panel. Mayor Don McLaughlin said he was unable to explain the absence and expressed his frustration with reporters about the lack of information. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gun control is at the top of the agenda on Capitol Hill this week, Tim Berg reports.
Bipartisan negotiations in the Senate on gun control legislation continue following a string of deadly mass shootings, including the killing of 19 children at a school in Texas. Lawmakers have come up short on gun control bills time and time again, but Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, hopes this time will be different.
We're waiting to see if we can get an outcome that directly relates to the problem that brought this issue to the fore one more time. I personally would prefer to get an outcome.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has 24 lawsuits pending against him, all tied to sexual misconduct allegations. In addition, the New York Times reports he met with at least 66 female massage therapists over a 17-month period. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The book is Tobias, Tale of the Divine Devil, Volume 1. Michael Spandau joins us now. He's the author of the book. Michael, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
So let's talk about this book and what is it that started you down this path of writing?
So in my freshman English class, the first assignment the teacher gave us was a flash fiction assignment. We had to write a story in 600 words or less. And so I finished the assignment in 2-3 days, and we have probably a week and a half to do it. And so I just kept writing and probably had 3 chapters of the story by the time it was time to hand it in. So
you come up with a story. It's great. You were prompted by this English class, and then you put it away and decide, there's something here, and I want to write this?
Yes.
So you go to sit down and write it, and how did this story grow? How did it take place?
So, mostly a retent during class, but, like, I watch a lot of anime, cartoons, high action things like that. So, when I first started writing it, it was incredibly poorly written. It was, like, you read this and say this guy's trying to write an anime and it looks bad.
So what do you do to improve that? How'd you work on that?
So, So for a while, I finished a story like that, but then I had a friend that told me over and over again, this reads like anime and it's not the greatest. And so I went back to it, and then I started rewriting the story last year.
You go back and you write the story. Now tell us about the story. So when people listening to our conversation hear, well, that's kind of interesting, Tobias, Tale of the Divine Devil, Volume 1, great title. Tell us about the Divine Devil and Tobias. What's the story about?
So Tobias gets into a fight with the Archangel Michael, and he gets knocked down to Earth. And so when he gets knocked down to Earth, he assumes or his memories get wiped and his powers are sealed away. And so he lives life as a mortal, and eventually, after he's bullied for a bit, something happens and he snaps back into who he was before he landed, Tobias. And so Tobias is the son of God's brother Gideon and a premature antichrist. And so he's born, he comes, after he comes up, he raises some hell in heaven. And so after that, he goes on adventures fighting various gods.
Ooh, so he fights these various gods. Does he get stronger as he fights? Does he get better?
Scarily stronger. So much so that it becomes a problem for him later.
We're not going to tell everybody everything. We don't want to spoil the story completely, of course. What do you hope people take away from reading this tale?
I just hope it entertains people, and I hope they think or think a little more about the idea of dualities and paradoxical thinking of what happens if this thing that shouldn't be able to happen or usually can't happen does, or how or what would it take to make this thing that can't happen happen. I love thinking about things like that, and so I hope other people do too.
And because you think like that, do you think that helps you in your life? The what if question?
Not as much as it could. I'm a dishwasher for a living. I'm not like a scientist or anything like that. I think it distracts me more than anything. It's just that I like making my own head spin.
The hashtag head spin. I like that. I agree with you though. What would it take? What happens? Dualities. It's so interesting to explore those themes. So you do have a profession besides doing what you do, which is noble, definitely. Listen, I worked in the restaurant industry, but you are a writer. So where do you take it from here? After this book, will we see another?
If it succeeds and I make enough money to publish it, the second volume.
Yeah, the second volume. Do you feel good? Do you feel, I don't know, empowered by the fact that you actually did this? Because so many people talk about writing a book or they have a thought or they want to flesh it out, but they never do it. You did it. What does it feel like to actually have that book out there?
It feels incredible. It feels like I've been talking about doing this for 5 years, since probably the year after or sophomore year, and I find, like, telling my family, it's just like, and I finally managed to get it done. It's like, I have something with my name on it out there.
And congratulations on that. We can't wait to see what happens in the future. Michael Spandau, you can get this book on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Tobias, Tale of the Divine Devil, Volume 1.
Tales of the Divine Devil.
Yeah, Tales of the Divine Devil, right?
Yes.
Yep, there you go, Volume 1. Like I said, good luck in the future. We can't wait to see what happens. Thanks, Michael.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Well, with a couple of minutes left, thanks to Michael for that. We've got a caravan headed toward the border, and we have monkeypox, the amount of cases rising in the United States. So quickly, let's jump to the caravan first. There's now starting to be more conversations about this. It's a huge caravan of about 15,000 migrants are headed through Mexico toward the U.S. border. This is ahead of Biden's Summit of the Americas, which is going to be in Los Angeles. Pretty strong, moving pretty fast on the outskirts of the Mexico-Guatemala border. And it's supposed to get up, supposed to, because, I mean, these are projections, but up to 15,000. Most of them coming from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua, three countries who, of course, have authoritarian rulers, and they're not part of the summit. On Monday, Mexican President Manuel López Obrador confirmed that he wouldn't be attending the gathering because of leaders from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela had not been invited. So now this caravan has popped up, and it's not that it popped up. There were already rumblings that it was going to happen, but it's headed north. And this is while all this fighting is going on to end Title 42. So you can imagine what a mess this is going to be. I saw some video that was taken along the route, and it looks to me like, I mean, it is a huge, huge caravan. Is it going to be 15,000 or is it going to be more than that? I mean, it is a lot of people that are coming, that are coming through elements. I mean, they're going through the rain, they're going through some pretty rough stuff, I mean, actually. And this is all while you've got Title 42 hanging in the balance. Remember, it was supposed to end on May 23rd, but there was a judge in Louisiana who granted that injunction on Friday that prevented the government from ending the policy. Nearly 2 million, why is this significant? Nearly 2 million people who have crossed over have been illegally have been expelled under the policy since it was first implemented. The administration is stressing that the CDC is the authority to end Title 42 because it's a public health order, not an immigration order. But look, Democrats and Republicans are calling on the White House to rethink ending the policy. So both are, you know, both Democrats and Republicans, Department of Homeland Security, they're saying they're expecting maybe 18,000, let me say that number again, maybe 18,000 a day once Title 42 is lifted. Border resources, of course, I went out with the Border Patrol years ago, are way beyond capacity when you get 5,000, even more than 5,000 that cross a day, and depending on where it crosses. So now you've got the summit going on. There's going to be discussions about regional solutions to regional problems, and it's going to be about immigration. And in the meantime, you have this pledge from Spain along with Canada where they're saying they're expanding their refugee commitment in their areas, and they've got these deals. Will they help the U.S. with this crisis at the southern border? Both deals that are hovering around appear to be linked and contingent on bringing in migrants for work in both Spain and Canada. If they are brought in for work, then the doors open more, or the borders open more. So what are these commitments going to look like? The numbers seem to me pretty huge. There was a 5.8% increase from the over 221,000 encounters in March. That's what we saw in April. So that was the new high for this administration. You know, anyway, and I'm just looking at this crowd. I'm telling you, it is a very, very big, big crowd that is headed toward the border, and headed toward the border for who knows what, because ultimately, what is that going to look like? And the answer is, this summit is significant, and what's happening on the Hill once again plays a very, very big part in what's going on with the 42. Yay, nay, where are we? What's happening, people? Where's this going? That's what we're talking about at this point, right? All right, a couple more minutes left in this, and you know, so much of what we talk about when we talk about inflation and these levels of inflation and trying to forecast it. And it's important to forecast it. Why? It's important for you, your family. I don't care if you're single, you have a big family, you have grandchildren, you have nieces, nephews, whatever your family situation looks like. And we're looking at what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen even told senators on Tuesday, unacceptable levels of inflation, that's what she called it, and saying it was likely to remain high, but hoping that price increases would moderate. But they don't seem to be moderating. To me, it seems like it's the opposite. So the bulk of the inflation apparently is reflecting the impact of the American Rescue Plan, the COVID-19 spending legislation last year. What was that? That was Biden's $1.9 trillion plan. And so her assertion is that's part of that and why inflation is at a 40-year high. Here's what I know. You're getting it with high energy. I'm getting it with high energy and food prices, and it's tough, people. All right, stay with us, and we'll swing over to the other side.
Ever feel
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Really excited to take you to Brighton, England for a conversation with S.J. Carville, or Spencer as we call him, but you'll see S.J. on the cover of the book. The book is called The Alien Girl Must Not Be a Threat, Book One, and it's so interesting, and I'm going to let him tell you about the plot, but it's something that we all have thought about. We have. And it's something that's been discussed a lot lately. And in the movies, you'll see often this portrayed. Could you be abducted? Could a beam of light suddenly come down? Could something somehow kidnap you and take you away? So it's such an interesting novel. Spencer, thanks so much for coming on. What made you decide you were going to tackle this? What made you decide to write, especially because as we talked off air, and I think this is encouraging to other people, you suffer from dyslexia.
Yeah, I was born with punctures in my nose and dyslexia, and it was I had problems to speak, to pronounce my words, and there was missing words when I was writing. There was lots of things that were wrong with myself, which I had to try and overcome as a youngster. But the great thing about being dyslexia, you are a more practical person, and you can do things, you're more adapted to things than other people are. You're more gifted in your hands, and it was a good although I was frightened at the time, it was a good thing to go to do. Once I got into it, I just loved doing it. Writing was something I found very interesting in the end, and I can't stop writing.
Yeah, you told me, it's so interesting, you said the story kept coming to you, and you couldn't push it away, you had to write it.
Yeah, a long finger kept poking at me, go on, you keep writing.
So, tell us about the alien girl. What's the story? What's the plot?
Well, the plot is that a man is washing out on the line, and he gets pulled away by a beam of light. Finds himself way out in space on a planet, fighting for his life like a bear pit, a killing field, and he's fighting for his life, and he's, because he's got no weapons, he's been just pulled out of nowhere, and he gets severely injured, and he's looking for shelter. The nighttime is coming in, and it's getting very, very cold, and he needs sort of to find somewhere, and in his search for somewhere, he finds a young alien girl that helps him survive the night. And the next day, as they're going back into the protecting themselves, a beam of light takes him away and puts him back on Earth a mile from his house. But he's not alone. He's got the alien girl with him. And though he knows he couldn't return her, but he'd be more reluctant to return her to that place where they came from. So now he's got that responsibility of looking after her. And that's how it all starts. He's 58. She's not quite a teenager.
Yeah, and we don't want to give away the whole story, but imagine being put in that position and what it would be like to try to cover that up or try to not let people know. It must have put him in awkward situations.
Yeah, and when I've done it, I looked at it many times. I had 3 starts for the book, and each one a different way of looking at it. And when I finally did it, I finally wrote the book. It started 2 years after she's arrived on Earth. That gave them time to teach her to speak English and to write and prepare herself. And so in the build up to that 2 years, how they had to put her into quarantine so that she doesn't spread any diseases. We had to look at how she could be looked after, and the sister of the man, she had a friend who was a veterinary surgeon, and he came and looked after them, and he made sure that kept the secrecy of her being here on Earth. But it also gave Bryn a chance, the man, to actually survive, to get over the injuries that he has suffered. So it took 2 years for him to get that, you know. But there was lots of other things that had to be looked at the time.
Oh, I bet, yes. And then thinking of the encounters, etc. Do people like the alien girl?
Well, you could look at it. Today we have so many people, so diverse people, that we tend to now sort of accept them more. And I think myself, the biggest threat she would have had, and I've looked at it time and time in the book, is curiosity, of our curiosity. We would be more interested on her than seeing her as a threat. Then being a young girl, would she look like a threat? You know, so it was trying to... I kept having images of her face in my dreams, and she always had a really wicked smile on her. So, yeah, I mean, I could see that she could sort of come over quite well to the people of her age, and that's what it worked out in the book. It came out. She doesn't provoke anybody. She's always prepared to listen to people, and it was that thing. She, in one of the comments of it, it was she wraps people around, friends around like a blanket, a, a comfort blanket. And that, I think, is how she sort of survives.
Was it fun for you to write Alien Girl?
At first, it was annoying. But as I got more involved in it, you know, it became such a thing that I just couldn't let it go. It became a religious routine. Every morning, down to the computer, with a cup of coffee, that was my breakfast, and put everything down that I'd been thinking about the night before, and it was great. But now and again, I would have to stop, rethink, and then rebuild the story up, because it still had to be feasible, and that was what I was trying to do. Truism, because I didn't try to make her something that was, I didn't want to make her into some blood-sucking vampire.
Right.
Because I thought to survive, she had to be normal. So she does everything she can to bend like a blade of grass so she doesn't break.
And that's the title, The Alien Girl Must Not Be a Threat, Book 1. And we're speaking with Spencer Carville, S.J. Carville. You'll see on the front of the book, if you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, to pick it up. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
I think anybody who reads a book should question it to see whether it could, what it's trying to actually say. Many times as I was writing, I had to stop and think, is that me writing, or am I trying to be the alien girl and put it as her point of view, or like the man, Bryn, could I be, you know? So every character, I try to put my feet in their shoes to see how they would be thinking. And that's how I looked at the book when I was doing the book. I do about 10 pages, and then by the next day I just stripped it all down and rewrote it, and probably ended up with 2 pages. But it was good. It was really, really nice. I really enjoyed it. It started as a project, and it became a catalyst to keep on writing.
Wow, and you know, you've got another book, too. We won't give everything away, but you have another one that you've written, and we'll see when that comes out. Is that going to take us on another journey with the alien girl?
Well, she's growing. She starts seeing her. So she's growing, and as she grows, we start seeing who she is. And one of the things, will she, you know, it's the people she comes from and who they are and what they are, and why didn't she want to go back with them? And you can see her doubts, because why was she sent on that planet, and why was she there, and why was she sent there to be killed, really? Because that's how she was looking at it. They sent her there to die. And that was her people. And she's wary of them. And so she's going to grow up with that, you know, wariness.
She defied the odds.
Yeah, but every child has a friend. And has she got friends that she's left behind? And do they come forward?
Ooh. All right, we're not going to spoil that. Alien Girl Must Not Be a Threat, Book 1. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, like I said. Spencer, thank you so much. What a delight to speak with you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.